Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now when you use promo code DNVR, new customers, you can make any $5 NFL playoff bet this week and you're going to get $200. I was excited. It's more than 150. It's now 200 in free bets if your team wins.
It's 200 now?
They've bumped it up for the playoffs.
Dang!
I like it. That's it. All you got to do is use code DNVR for DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Susie, I'm Patrick Lyons.
Patrick, I am Susie Hunter. Patrick, I love your Los Chivos hat today.
Thank you.
Go Goats.
I'm going colorful. Got some socks on, my new Christmas socks I got.
Did I tell you that I got an update on what I have to do to become a part owner of the Hartford Yard Goats?
You know, we've got a lot to talk about today, but I feel like we do need to discuss you possibly becoming an owner of the Hartford Yard Goats, which we teased last week as a possibility, as a potential.
Because you saw I did the talk to text. I texted Tim Restall.
And?
He said that they're not looking to sell all or parts anytime soon. So I know.
Playing hard to get.
They're playing hard to get, and it's working.
All right. Okay. Back to the drawing board. All right. Well.
So that is not my next move right now, but I'm just going to put it out there. I am in the market right now to be a part owner of a minor league baseball team. And if it's not the Yard Goats, if they're not going to let me, listen, I'm going to explore my options.
If you want to like Venmo me a couple $1,000, I think I can get you a good 25% stake in the New Britain Rock Cats. But you know what? Work on it during the show. I'll make sure that happens. We have to talk. We have to talk about Carlos Correa.
Chaos.
10 umpires retiring. The Rockies got themselves another lefty for the bullpen. Mm-hmm. The future of general managers and managers for the Rockies and earthquake. Talk.
I wrote up a report.
The report is, first and foremost, Carlos Correa is not a New York Met. Here on day 28, Minnesota Twins, 6 years, $200 million.
This is absolutely chaotic. Kelsey Wingert, our friend, did a timeline tweet of everything that we have seen with the Carlos Correa saga. Do you want me to go through the timeline?
Please, yes.
November 7th is when he opts out of that Minnesota contract, the 2 year. $70.2 million. December 13th, he agrees to 13 years, $350 with San Francisco.
$350. Let's remember that number. $350 million. Okay.
So that's $26.9 million average annual value.
Okay.
Okay. Then December 21st, I wake up on my birthday. Carlos Correa has somehow agreed to 12 years, $315 million.
Not bad.
With the Mets. So that's great. A $26.2 million AAV. But you got to keep in mind, like, the tax thing, because the taxes are higher in California than in New York. Probably not by that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, so it might have balanced out. Maybe he's playing with his buddy Francisco Lindor there on the left side of the Mets infield.
Yeah.
You probably have a better chance of winning a World Series with the Mets in the next few years than with the Giants. So yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
$315. We'll take it.
But then we know that negotiations have not been going well. And as of just about an hour ago, we've heard news that Carlos Correa has agreed to 6 years, $200 million, a $33.3 million AAV with the Minnesota Twins.
So $150 million less than he thought he was going to make a month ago.
But more per year.
Who cares?
I don't know. Maybe
more per year.
I don't know. Or you know what? I want to know what the holdup is. I want to know.
And the question is, are we sure that this deal is going to get done?
We don't know because this is still pending a physical.
All right. So
we don't know anything.
Again, we have to save this clip for a month from now, right as they're about to report for spring training. Rockies agreed to deal with Carlos Correa 4 years. $160 million. So he's making $40 million annually. He's going to feel good about that. But he's only making $160 million. And he goes from Giants and Mets down to the Twins up to the Rockies?
I think Twins to Rockies is a little horizontal. A lateral move at best.
All right, horizontally to the Rockies. Look, it's crazy as that suggestion sounds. It's not that crazy, honestly, what this has been.
With the way that this saga has panned out, like, it's really, that is not a crazy series of events.
Apparently, according to John Heyman, adds that the Mets offered 6 years, $157.5 million. So basically half of what they had originally agreed to. And going back, that was kind of what I thought maybe the Mets were going to try to do. It's like, look, let's get in. Let's have him get acclimated to New York
a little bit. Put in the door.
Oh, hey, you could be with your boy Francisco Lindor, Frankie, Mr. Smile. This is great. You can be a Met. You're going to win a World Series. And then we'll go ahead and kind of renegotiate a couple things and tamp that number down just a little bit. I did not realize it was going to go down as low as it did. 6 years, $200 million is still really nice. But that is a lot less than he was expecting.
A lot less. I still want to know what happened. I want to know what is happening behind the scenes with these physicals.
Did he tattoo himself? We're going to have to find out.
Because there's more than one way to tattoo yourself, as we all know.
There are multiple avenues in Tatisville. Absolutely. That's just...
What do these comments say right now?
It's so wild right now.
Do we have questions? I can't really read our screen from this far away.
The physical, Theo, that's been the holdup, 2014 in the minor leagues. Is Cleek got caught going to third base on a triple in the minors. It ended his season. They're worried about that, but he hasn't had any issues with his leg since then.
No issues since then, and it was so long ago. So, yeah, that doesn't...
Yeah, we had speculated on Monday's show... if he tatis'd himself, that means either he's injured himself since the end of the regular season.
Doing something that he wasn't supposed to do.
Yes. I mean, even if it was something, even if it was totally fine.
Yeah.
He's still injured, right?
Yeah.
Still bottom line. Mm-hmm. Or PED. Did he get popped for PED? Again, that was purely speculation on my part. At Patrick D. Lyons on Twitter. Don't go to Susie.
Speculation.
Pure speculation.
Do not ever tweet at me about this. Don't ever tweet at me ever, honestly.
No. Also... Just like, a couple months ago, this is the final show that we'll talk about Aaron Judge. This is the final time we're going to talk about Carlos Correa.
It's not, because we don't know if this is where he's going to land.
Damn it, you might be right.
That's the thing. Like, at least, when Aaron Judge finally, signed, sealed, delivered, it was done.
That's true.
We can't rely on Carlos Correa to just, stay where...
It's true.
We don't know.
And, again, he's playing in Minnesota, so there's a good chance it might not come up at all, during the regular season. Although the Rockies will be playing the Twins again this year, as they will every year.
Everyone plays everyone now.
Ken wishing Susie a belated happy birthday. You're a year late. Her birthday was in 2022. You're a year late, Ken.
Step your game up. I've got another one in 2023 coming up. Not for a while, but you're early, so thank you.
Ethan pointing out, if they were to sign Carlos Correa, hey, that's another overpaid injured guy on the roster. Ethan,
wow.
All I'll say is this.
Oh, that was so mean, Patrick.
Ethan's got some good comments. Ethan is a good commenter.
Ethan, we always appreciate you. Thank you.
I want to see what the comments are going to be when we talk about umpires, because 10 retired this offseason, the most almost ever. The previous record was in 1999, and it was only because a whole bunch of umpires retired, they handed in their resignation because it was a negotiating ploy between the umpires union and MLB. And the crazy part is MLB, when they worked the deal out, there were 22 guys that they were like, nope, we are still accepting your resignation. We do not want you back. And Joe West was one of those guys. Joe West did not, he missed 2 years, 2000 and 2001. So he could have broken the record for most games umpired even earlier. He clearly was set on getting that record.
Oh my God.
And umpiring for two more additional years to make up for it.
Is that when Joe West, when he had that little break, is that when he recorded his album?
It could have been. No, I think that was earlier than that.
I need to look it up.
I actually think there are two Joe West albums on Spotify. One is just of him. It's an album of him talking.
Blue Cowboy.
That's the official album. And then there's also one of just him talking in conversations with just music playing in the background.
Weird.
I don't know
what that's
about.
You know what? Honestly, good for him. He tried something different. That man is an artist. He's so creative. He's creative with the strike zone. He's creative with his music.
I'll tell you what. He is the A-Rod of umpires. Because if he were to get back into the game or announce, I think people would actually love him. Because he'd have some great stories. And then all of a sudden, you're not offended by his deal, right? His persona. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, yeah, you are a persona. We're okay with that in this spectrum, in entertainment, in media. But when you're behind the plate, you don't care for it. So I think he could have one of those resurgence of his career if he wanted to do that. I love that ESPN Jesse Rogers said about these retirements, seven of which were crew chiefs. Quote, some of the retirements are due to nagging injuries. I was like, Ump's going on the IL. I just find that to be really funny.
Oh, Joe West's album Blue Cowboy was in 1987.
Here we go. Yeah. The retiring umps have combined for over 200 combined MLB seasons, which now means 10 umpires are coming up from the minor leagues, which is actually good for baseball.
I love this. So who is like, do the umpires have top prospects?
So I'm glad you went there. You beat me to it. As soon as you started talking, I'm like, oh, prospects, umpire prospects.
Is there like a ranking, like a Baseball America, but for umpires?
Not exactly, but it is proven that young umpires, when they come up, they have much better and more consistent strike zones. So the strike zones are going to get better. Those are guys, their eyesight's better.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, it's got to be like, you know, your eyesight is like so sharp. And then like, you know, once you get to your, you know, 50s, your eyes are kind of, they're kind of gone. No offense, but like,
I mean, they're still going in your head, but the vision
explode out of your eye sockets. That is what I thought happened.
Oh my
they
God.
They don't?
When you're 50?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Six more years TikTok. And then your eyes are, no. yeah. How much money does an umpire make? Great question by super producer Tiffany. I don't know off the top of my head. I want to say you might start at around 100,000, which is decent. Now, when I was a youngster, my uncle vehemently told me to not be an umpire because
really?
They made nothing. And I could have gone down that route.
Would you like to know the average salary of an MLB umpire?
I would say the average is 350.
And Tiffany, what's your guess?
350,000.
I looked it up too.
So. Oh, okay, then you can't play. okay, so the average salary for an MLB umpire is $235,000. A rookie umpire will start with the salary of 150.
Oh, 150. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I think I want to say Joe West, maybe on his way out, was maybe making like $700,000, which again is a lot for any of us here and probably for anyone listening. Mm-hmm. But compared to what the baseball players make, I mean, that's nothing. Like the most tenured umpire is making what Alan Trejo's making.
Yeah.
League minimum guy, right? A young player. So that's wild. But no, my uncle, like, told me the horror stories of, yep, you got to drive around, whoever your partner is with, you're carpooling with them from city to city, you're washing your underwear in sinks. Because at the time, there was a book that had come out that he read, and it was like, yeah, no, I legitimately, umpires were not like treated very well back in the day. And especially in the minor leagues, like when you're going through the minors, like it's rough and tumble. Mm-hmm. There was a guy, shout out to Brian Peterson out there. He made it to AAA. And about, I want to say maybe 5-6 years ago, he had to call it quits because it's the same thing in the big leagues where like, if you don't have any open spots and you're clogging up the, the umpire pool in AAA, well, there's AA guys that they want to work their way through. Mm-hmm. And he just decided, you know what? I'm good, but it was a great umpire. I mean, I'd ump with him in Little League and everything. But he made it to AAA.
Is it too late for you to make a career move into umpiring?
That's a good question. Probably. Yes.
Yeah.
I think and no matter how well you know the rule book or however well you know your strike zone is, they want the young guys in there to go through. And again, that's another thing. It depends on your age. There could be a little bit of that ageism going on where again, you don't want to clog up the pipeline too much. So they're going to get rid of you. So that's the situation. That the last time the league has added as many as 8 new umpires was in 2014, and that was only because of instant replay stuff with New York City. So, I love this tweet. I don't know if we have we've got a graphic for it, but I don't know if we have the person's name on Twitter. When the story came out from Jesse Rogers from ESPN, hey, 10 umpires retiring, 7 crew chiefs, immediately commented, "Where's Angel Hernandez on this list? Where is he?" Like. All right. Yeah, we kind of wanted that. And of course, in true baseball fashion, _RallyCap said, November, I miss baseball. December, I miss baseball. January, right now, I would agree. I miss baseball. February, spring training's back. I miss baseball. Yes. March, still, I miss baseball. And then April 1st, this freaking ump. Like, that's true. That's baseball right there in a nutshell.
That is baseball. I do that's
love
baseball.
That. Hey, that's baseball.
That's baseball.
That's the first one of the year. We're going to be hearing a lot of those.
Oh, my goodness. Market.
That's the first one. We're going to have to talk about Bud Black. He's in the final year of his deal with the Rockies to be a manager.
That.
Who do they go with next year? Could there be other front office guys? I'm excited about some of these dream candidates.
Let's talk about the possibilities, Patrick.
Let's talk about the possibilities of you getting your butt down here to the confluence of Colfax and York, because the DNVR bar is the friggin' spot. And if you're a diehard, on top of the 20% off you're getting at dnvrlocker.com, the tailgates, party bus, those tickets are 20% off. But you're getting 15% off here at the bar, even on your drinks. You're getting a new shirt each and every year. Like, do the math. You don't really have to come out here that much for to just break even. And then on top of that, you're getting all the exclusive stories. Mm-hmm. You're getting diehard content. We had one just last week all about the farm director, Chris Forbes, talking about Zach Veen and how he's kind of glad he got his butt kicked in the Eastern League a little bit. And I think that helped him out a little bit when he went in the Arizona Fall League. But you get all this great written content, Harrison Wind, AJ Hafley, you name it, up and down the line. It's fantastic stuff. That's what you get as a diehard. And access to the diehards only Discord, which is also a lot of fun.
And you know what? I will say your lion share column, which is also a diehard only feature, is one of the most popular things on our website.
Thank you.
So congratulations on that.
Thanks to me and Zach Veen. We did it. Zach, we did it. We're
there.
Thank
you to the live studio audience for reacting.
We're one of the top in the game. Denver Health is definitely one of the top in the game. Right now it's open enrollment time for those individual health plans now through January 15th. Get moving on that. Denver Health Medical Plan offers Elevate Exchange plans available on the Connect4 Health Marketplace with great benefits and affordable plan choices. You can also call direct at 303-602-4912 and sign up online at denverhealthmedicalplan.org. This year, they're offering lower monthly premiums than any plan currently available on the marketplace, and they've added new mental health benefits for your regular copay. Again, go online or give them a call at 303-602-4912, denverhealthmedicalplan.org. Open enrollment for the exchange runs through November 15th. Give them a call and pull up or give a call. Can you give a call to an app?
No.
Can you call up an app? Hey, Siri, call my app. Call my DraftKings Sportsbook app. Let's see how much money I won last night on the national championship game.
Oh, this take is going to age very poorly.
Is it 63-7? Was that the final score? I can't count up that high. Someone on Monday's show, as their DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week, I can't remember which of the three of us it was. If it was myself, Tiffany, or Susie.
65-7, by the way.
Oh, 65-7.
Yeah.
All right, so it was still kind of a blowout. It wasn't as close as I thought, with it being 63-7. But you know what? This is why DraftKings is a step ahead of the game, because even if you're listening to me with my football takes, I got a couple right this year, and I might get a couple right come playoffs, but I was way off. They're going to help you out right now because the NFL playoff picture is locked in, and my go-to place for the wild card round, which I know I'm going to fare a lot better. Mm-hmm. I'm not picking the Eagles. See, that goes to show you how much I know about the NFL. I'm not picking the Eagles in the wild card round.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got the cosign.
All I heard was I'm not picking the Eagles.
See? I smart. Okay. S-M-R-T smart. Wild card round action is where you can get it all at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, to kick off the road to Super Bowl 57. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Susie, as I finish this ad read, I want you to think about what the Roman numerals for 57 look like, and do not look at your laptop.
I know Roman numerals.
So all new and existing customers, so not even just new ones, using code DNVR, you can get a no-sweat bet each day on the wild card round this weekend. That's where if your choice loses, don't fret. You can get a free bet back up to $10. Action so good. Why bet the NFL playoffs anywhere else? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR. New customers, you can bet $5 on any NFL team, and when they win, you get $200 in free bets instantly, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, and only with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Susie, what's the Roman numeral for 57?
It is.
I can't think of what it is right now, you've got time.
Okay, so it's got to start with L.
L, yes.
And then the V for the 5, and then plus, it's 57, right?
Yeah.
Plus 2, so LVII.
Yeah, you got it. There you go. The L was the hardest part. That was the hardest part. Do you know they didn't use a Roman numeral for 50?
Yes, because it's just an L. Yeah. I remember that.
Yes, there we go. Taking an L. Rockies are not taking an L.
They're not.
Actually, they're getting an LHP in Reliever Fernando. Now, we're going to teach you guys how to correctly pronounce it and take all the fun out of it. But A-B-A-D.
It's not a bad.
I know. We want it to be a bad.
He might be a baddie. We don't know. I don't know him yet.
Is he a bad pickup? I don't know. But he's actually Fernando Abad. So go the opposite on both syllables. And bod. Fernando Abad gets himself a minor league deal. He was effective last year in AAA. We are officially in like minor league signing season where it's minor league deals across the board. A couple big league free agents out there. I think the Rockies are firmly entrenched in the, we're only going to be looking at minor league guys. Corey Dickerson off the board. He signed with the Nationals. Brett Phillips, vibes coordinator.
Brett Phillips signed a major league deal.
Yeah, he did.
Wasn't even a minor league deal.
No, like 1.5 mil.
Brett Phillips, though, to the Angels.
Do you know how many Macho Man t-shirts he can buy with that kind of money? A lot. For his friend. What do you mean you don't know what it means?
Oh, right, because you told me the story. I forgot.
Okay. You love wrestling now because of Brett Phillips.
No, I forgot the story, and now I remember.
So, question to you. This year, when the Angels come to town,
yeah.
What line are you getting into? The Ohtani scrum, where you're going to be like 5-6 people back. You're not getting a question in. You're lucky if your camera even like catches some of it. Your camera will get Ohtani, but you're going to get a lot of the scrum and side people with their camera. Or are you getting some one-on-one time with Brett Phillips to talk about Macho Man? Which one are you going with?
Patrick, this question breaks my heart.
This is a good question.
It's a good question, but it makes me upset because I will not be in town when the Angels are here at Coors Field because my best friend is getting married in New York.
The nerve of her, right?
I'm so upset. Like, of course, I'm excited about the wedding, but like, I'm so sad it had to be that weekend.
Wow. So you might miss one of the Yankees games because of Taylor Swift.
I'm definitely missing a Yankees game because of Taylor
You're confident.
Swift.
Okay.
Tickets
yet.
I will spend a fortune, though, on the Game Time app, and that will be a good deal still.
But are you going to do the legwork and see if you can travel to another city on a weekend when the Rockies are on the road and pay the exact same amount? I'm telling you, you might be able to do that. Little Rock, Arkansas, the Little Rock Sportatorium, if she's playing a dingy place like that.
My friends here in Denver, we're all going to go see the concert together.
Friends.
So it's not like I can just like, you know,
get out of here with that
else.
Friends talk.
It's just the besties want to see Taylor Swift.
That's true. But the opening act, I mean, you can pregame at the DNVR bar and then go over.
We will pregame at the DNVR bar.
The opening act for that.
I want
that
everyone
show.
To see it's my outfit that I'm going to wear. I don't know what I'm wearing yet.
Your Swift
but
outfit.
Tiffany, are you a Swiftie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was listening to T-Swizzy as I was like doing stuff this morning. So.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, good.
I'm not a hater. I definitely like put her on. And, like,
you like Taylor Swift, but
like Taylor Swift.
Yes. You're not in the cult.
Wait, but the fact that you put her on when you're getting ready, like if you like make a choice to listen to someone, that like goes beyond just, I'll leave it on the radio. People who leave it on the radio are like, oh yeah, I like her, but I'm just leaving it on. If you actually,
you chose.
If you're using your thumbs to search out, you know, an artist, I feel like that goes
now,
a little bit beyond that.
Which album or which era are you listening to?
I'm so sorry to everyone out there. Go ahead and answer. I'm going to have a separate podcast over here.
To turn on my chill playlist on
Spotify, or my chill mix, curates a nice calming environment while I'm doing things, and it put on Maroon. Oh, one of my favorites on the new album.
Of course, we all love Burgundy. It's my favorite
Thank
track.
Thank you for tuning into the DNVR Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by DraftKings.
Ken, coming in hard here in the chat. Alex Cora as the next Rockies manager.
Are we
also
transitioning
showing
to
off,
manager talk?
Not exactly, but okay. He caught my attention because he got the Roman numeral for the Super Bowl. So,
oh, he did.
I'm giving Ken
Good job,
Rose.
Ken.
A lot of love today. Our guy Fernando Abad did a nice job in Lidom play. That would be the League of Dominican Republic. Dominican
nice.
Winter League, 2.08 ERA in 17 games, 18 strikeouts. So he could be a candidate to actually make the opening day roster. If you're looking for a non-roster invite, guys, he's someone. I think he's about 37. Here's my question to you, Susie.
37.
Okay.
Pop Suze.
He's
right.
Pitched in part of 10 major league seasons, going back to 2010. How many years of service time does he have?
I'm going to say he has 2 years of service time.
Oh, that would be that he would be the new Godot. Like, we'd have to call it, you're being abotted. Like, you're on a big league roster and then you're off. You're getting like one day at a time. No, he's got 6 years and 169 days. But yeah, 10 years, but less than seven. So I also was doing a little research for something. That was another side note, because Abad, if he doesn't make the big league roster, he'll probably pitch with the Isotopes. Do you know the last time the Rockies have had a AAA team with a winning record? This is stunning, but it makes sense, because if I think back, I'm like, wait a minute, no.
The Isotopes didn't have a winning record this year?
The Isotopes have never had a winning record while they've been affiliated with the Rockies. How about that?
Oh, gosh.
Never. You'd have to go back to the Stu Cole-managed 2012 Colorado Springs Sky Sox, folks. It's been a decade since their AAA has had a 500 or better winning percentage.
Oh, my gosh.
That's wild, right?
That is wild.
447 winning percentage, 105 games, under 500 for their seven seasons. Their best year, 71-72. I think that was their first year in 2016.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's pretty disappointing, actually.
Tell me about the earthquake. Give me some earthquake updates on this.
Okay, so I learned a lot about the East Coast earthquake of 2011. It was in August of 2011.
We talked about this yesterday because there was a game that was suspended in Seattle. We're talking about Damar Hamlin, John Sherry. Umpire, unfortunately, heart attack, died on opening day. Thurman Munson died in a plane crash. We didn't talk about that. Mm-hmm. They played the next day, like in season. Like, that's totally wild. Ray Chapman from 1920 Cleveland, only active player on the field to die, was hit in the head with a baseball. Carl Mays. Fantastic book by Mike Sewell called The Pitch That Killed. You can learn all about that incident and the fact that Cleveland ended up winning the World Series that year without their star shortstop. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about suspended games.
We're talking about suspended games.
Earthquake in 96. We got off on a tangent, mm-hmm. and now we're actually tangenting back to it.
We're tangenting back. this does come back to baseball, though, surprisingly. Yes. I did some research. Okay. I told Patrick I was going to write up a whole report on this. So the East Coast earthquake, where did it happen? So the epicenter was in Virginia, and tremors from that earthquake were felt as far south as Atlanta, Georgia, as far north as Quebec.
Merci.
Bonjour. I'm getting my languages mixed up. It was felt as far west as Illinois and as far east as New Brunswick. But yes.
Also Canada.
Let's talk about Williamsport. Because the Little League World Series was going on.
That's right, because it was in August.
During this earthquake, so just before 2 p.m., in the midst of the opening game between New England and Old England, well, Europe, the Little League Baseball World Series experienced the ground shaking.
I did not know this or remember this at all.
Yes, yes. And even more baseball. So this earthquake was, we know it was felt as far west as Illinois. Mm-hmm. They felt it in Ohio. So in Cleveland at the press box at Progressive Field, it shook during the third inning of a Cleveland baseball game. And a lot of other buildings in Ohio were evacuated because they really felt it in Ohio.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's crazy.
This, not baseball, but a sporting event was happening in New Haven, Connecticut. It was the 2011 New Haven Open at Yale. It's a tennis tournament. And the tournament stopped for 2 hours and the main stadium was evacuated so the fire department could check to see if there was any damage.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't, because it's a lame East Coast earthquake.
It was a lame East Coast earthquake. And I had said yesterday, oh, it's because of fracking. We don't know that it was...
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
There's fracking done in West Virginia.
I didn't know that. I only learned about fracking when I moved to Colorado.
Yeah, no, so. There was fracking happening in West Virginia, so really not too far. Right,
so you had information I didn't have. Yes. All right, well, I'll give you that one. I won't bust your chops on that.
But a fun fact, I'm going to give you some fun facts about this earthquake. So people were tweeting like crazy during this earthquake, like, oh my gosh, I just felt an earthquake.
Yeah.
But tweets move faster than earthquakes. So people saw tweets about the earthquake and then like...
No.
Yeah, people saw tweets about the earthquake.
I believe that.
And then like they'd be like, oh my gosh, someone just tweeted this 10 seconds ago about feeling an earthquake in DC. And then like 30 seconds later, they felt the earthquake.
Did you find an actual story of people saying that in that moment, or was it like written after? Because I can feel like people's memories like go. Like, you talk to players and they're like, well, I remember. And then this guy caught the foul ball and then there was a delay. And you go back and look and be like, that's not what happened. Like, our memories are not as good as we think.
No, I know that our memories betray us, because when we remember something, we don't remember the thing. We remember the last time we remembered it. That is like how the human memory works.
Sure.
But no, this was like happening in real time though. Yeah. So, because we also know, you know, tweets go out instantly, but earthquakes, like, you know, the tremors, they don't travel as fast as that.
Wow.
Yes.
I do remember that when it happened. This is crazy. I stood up and I stood in the doorway. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I somehow instinctually know what to do in an earthquake, even though I had never been in an earthquake. And then second story of my parents' house, shouted downstairs, anything happening down there? Or is the chair moving? I shouted to my wife. She's like, yeah, it's moving. I'm like, okay, like this doesn't upset you. My dad was power washing the house at the time.
So he probably didn't even notice.
And so they didn't notice. They're like, oh, I'm power washing the house. And I'm like, okay. I don't think power washing a house is going to make it shake, whatever. And then we found out like 10 minutes later, someone across the street came over and was like, hey, did you guys feel the earthquake? I'm like, yeah, I did. So I was very proud of my instincts to know from watching enough California shows and movies.
Yeah.
You stand in a doorway is the safest.
I feel like they teach you that in elementary school, even though like, you know, we grew up on the East Coast. We don't have earthquakes out there. Did they not teach you that in elementary school in your one room schoolhouse in New Jersey?
No, I don't think so.
In Colonial New Jersey.
No, we were given a bucket of rocks so that if there was ever an intruder in our classroom, we would be safe with a bucket of rocks to throw at.
Wait, really?
An intruder. No, but that was what a superintendent in our area did say after Sandy Hook. So,
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the bucket of rocks. I didn't
feel the earthquake in 2011. I was all the way up in Boston at that time.
You were
time.
Hammered, right?
I was probably hammered. I was drunk the entire time I was in Boston. Smashed. Like, it was not okay. But my friends who worked in, like, tall office buildings felt it.
I bet.
But I didn't feel it at ground level.
And so the next day we were like, all right, you got to get your act together, Susie. You know, you got a little bit of the hangover going. First thing you did, you reach for your athletic greens.
Yes.
Because that is the stabilizer.
Transition.
I use it every day. I've got to start my day off with it. Now, my new routine. So look, Athletic Greens, one scoop, 75, high quality, multi-source vitamins, probiotics, whole food source, superfoods, you name it, is in there. One-stop shop, super easy. It's a micro habit you can keep yourself regular with every single day. Now, it's become more of a habit because I'm preparing my drink the night before. I'm going the night before.
That's
now.
That's so smart.
Yeah, put it in the fridge so it's a little bit chilled. It's really sweet. It doesn't have sugar like a lot of other like vitamins.
No, but it has
that's
like
a huge
slight
one.
Natural
Oh, it's sweet.
Sweetness.
Yeah, no, it's good. It has that sweetness, but you're right, it doesn't have a lot of sugar. So It's great. They'll actually want to hook you up with a free one-year supply of their immune-supporting vitamin D. And if you visit athleticgreens.com/Rocky, they're also going to hook you up with 5 free travel packs when you go to athleticgreens.com/Rockies to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Pick up the ultimate daily dental insurance by going over to Green Mountain Dental Group. That's the spot to keep the chompers nice and white.
Keep them chomping.
If you mention us, DNVR Sports, not only are they going to get you a $300 discount for a full orthodontics treatment for new patients, but if you set up a cleaning, exam, and x-ray, they're going to get you a free set of bleach trays that I've used, and they're fantastic. They do not make your teeth sensitive like some of the other ones. They know what they're doing at Green Mountain Dental Group.
No, they take good care of us. They really do. Look at these chompers.
So Broncos are going after their prime candidates. They'll probably get Sean Payton or Jim Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. Great. CU, they got their top candidate. They got Deion Sanders.
But what about us?
What would that look like for the Rockies? Now, Bud Black, as we said, last year, before he enters managerial free agency, if you will, Bill Schmidt, not sure how long his deal is. Usually sign like a 3-year deal. So he probably has another year. 2022 would have been his like first official year because he was interim. So you have to wait until maybe after 2024. But it got me thinking, like, who are the names that if you brought them in to the Rockies organization in the front office, you'd almost immediately go, okay, this team is going to several postseasons in a very short amount of time. And number one on that list would have to be
the curse breaker,
Theo Epstein.
Yes.
That's right. The curse breaker himself brought two curses to their knees. Red Sox in 2004 after 86 years of futility, and the Chicago Cubs in 2016 after 108 years. Wow.
And you know what? Let's get the Rockies in the mix now.
I mean,
although I guess like, you know,
the Rockies cursed?
Wise,
we're not
there in line yet.
The Rockies cursed because as it goes, when they dug up the earth to create Coors Field, there was maybe a 10,000 pound Triceratops skull was mm-hmm. was found. So it's kind of the Cretaceous curse, right? The Cretaceous era is in and around the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So it's the Cretaceous curse.
I'm going to take your word on this.
So Theo Epstein would be breaking the Cretaceous curse to get the Rockies to win their World Series. I mean, he is a guy that's thinking of things that we can't even fathom right now. Mm-hmm. He's working in MLB's front office. Like he's working alongside Commissioner Rob Manfred. So he's even more knowledgeable, even more dangerous. So I think he would probably have to be that top candidate. He might, you know, he helped the Cubs invest in and around the area. I know the Rockies are already doing that right now. Mm-hmm. If he's in power, is he trying to convince Dick Monfort, Rob Walton, leader of the Broncos ownership group, Stan Kroenke, to build a mega sports complex out by DIA? Of course, we all would hate that.
I would hate that so much.
But that's the kind of thinker that Theo Epstein is. So that could be a little bit dangerous. Hopefully, if he just sticks to baseball, there's a World Series championship within 5 years for the Rockies.
I like his mojo. If he came in and was like, you know what, we're gonna win a World Series, I would be like, okay, Jesus, take the wheel, let's go.
I don't know that I said this year and a half ago when Jeff Breidich stepped aside and resigned, and they're talking about going outside the organization for a GM. But I'll say it now: if Theo Epstein were at Coors Field, he would not be getting interviewed. Theo Epstein would be interviewing Dick Monfort to say, this is what I want, this is what I need, this is what you would need to do if you want me to be a part of your organization. It would not be Dick Monfort going, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
They would be so lucky. Like, all right, what are your strengths and weaknesses?
Exactly. Yeah. Dave Dombrowski, your boy.
My boy.
Now, he's not a free agent or anything. He's with the Phillies. Bad part about him, he will trade away all your prospects, but you will win with Dave Dombrowski. He was the first Marlins general manager, mm-hmm. took him to the World Series. They won it there in year four in 1996.
Very impressive.
Very quickly. His fingerprints were all over the second World Series win in 2003. Becomes the GM of the Detroit Tigers. Takes him to the playoff for the first time in 19 years. Five postseasons in 9 years, four consecutive AL Central pennants, two World Series appearances, then goes to Boston, three straight AL East pennants, 2018 World Series. They've kind of been in disarray since he's left. He would be a great candidate to use all of the prospect capital to make trades, kind of like how he's doing with the Phillies. Mm-hmm. But again, the proof is in the pudding. He gets teams deep into the postseason.
You know what? I love Dave Dombrowski because he's doing so much this offseason. He gets things done.
Yeah.
He's a guy who's proven that he can get a team to a World Series, get them a World Series ring. Like, you know how I say I will spend any amount of money to get my Taylor Swift tickets?
You are you've been saying that for at least a decade. You're known for that statement.
I will spend any amount of money I can to get those tickets. I wish, like, just like 1 year, Dick Monfort would be like, I'm going to spend any amount of money to get this GM that's going to take us to a World Series.
And GMs are not $200 million like Carlos Correa. Yeah. He's the guy who, again, he's pushing the spreadsheets, pushing the pencils, and he's making those big moves from behind the scenes. You could take anybody, almost anyone, maybe even the clubhouse manager for the Tampa Bay Rays or Houston Astros, and you go, all right, we'd be fine with somebody like that. Big investments in the analytics department. Mm-hmm. That would obviously goes a long
that
way.
That would be amazing.
With the Rays and Astros. I like the changes that the Rockies have been making. But they've been at smaller increments than I think a lot of us would like. Coors Field can become a benefit once again to the Rockies, like it was in the mid-90s with the Blake Street Bombers. Use it to their advantage. Again, if you're thinking outside the box, like a lot of the folks over there in Tampa and Houston, maybe you're changing the dimensions of Coors Field. I've asked numerous people that I respect about it, and they almost always, they don't laugh at me, but they're like, no, you're not changing the dimensions. I don't know how you could. I do have thoughts on that. But again, if you change the dimensions and make it a little bit more extreme for, let's say, left-handed hitters, like you make that auxiliary scoreboard a short right field porch, mm-hmm. now you can build a team that's going to be even more successful at home around it. You might not need to do that with this crop of prospects coming up. I'll say that as a disclaimer. But until the Rockies win a World Series, you gotta throw anything out there mm-hmm. as a possibility. John Mozeliak. This is his final year in St. Louis. John Mozeliak is a Colorado kid, born in Boulder, graduated from Fairview, He went to ASU before graduating CU Boulder. His first job with the Rockies was in 1993.
That was his first job in baseball.
His first job.
Mm-hmm.
He hung out. I think he was fly fishing with Bryn Smith. Still the oldest living Rockies player. Bryn Smith, he was an old guy back even in 1993, but was fly fishing with him, told him, yeah, he played a little bit of baseball. They brought him in to throw batting practice. That's how new of a team they were as an expansion club. They didn't even have anyone to throw batting practice that was left-handed. So they brought him in. He works in the clubhouse.
Oh, my gosh.
Works underneath assistant GM Walt Jocketty. Jocketty immediately goes over to St. Louis Cardinals to become GM. The rest is history. Since he's been in charge in 2018, they've never had a losing season, folks. 10 playoff appearances in 15 seasons, always above 500 in those last 15 years. 2 World Series appearances, 1 ring. John Mozeliak, I might even like more because of that story. And I think the Monforts would probably like that a little bit more,
too. You know what? He's got history with the organization. But then again, like, I mean, yeah, he was also... It's so funny to see, like, oh, yeah, even back then, the Rockies have people doing, like, a couple of jobs that, like, maybe they don't need to be doing, but it's a good story.
Yeah.
It's a good story.
Yeah. There's a few other GM candidates, too, to talk about. On the manager side, though, Dusty Baker's in his final year with Houston.
Mm-hmm.
That, again, can't go wrong with Dusty Baker.
Can't go wrong with Dusty Baker.
There's another guy who's in the final year that's been very successful. He's the winningest manager in his franchise's history. Mm-hmm. 526 winning percentage. Winning record in 5 of 7 seasons. 4 postseason appearances. Craig Counsell. Susie, do you know what Craig Counsell looked like when he was a hitter, when he played baseball?
I actually do not.
Okay. Look at this batting stance.
What?
That is an all-time batting stance.
Why does he hold a bat like that?
He came up. He debuted as a Rocky. He's got the bat almost as high as you could possibly have it over your head. The middle photograph is the best.
Why?
Because you're almost looking at it as the umpire, and you're like, what are you doing? He doesn't look like he's even chopping wood. The first one, as weird as it is the most normal one compared to all the other ones.
This looks like if you hand a toddler a bat for the first time, like this is what they did with it.
Great comparison.
Like, this is how someone who's never held a bat or seen baseball holds a bat. This is insane.
And you know what? It doesn't matter if you can play, if you can manage, bring the guy in. Great counsel for the next manager if Bud Black doesn't come back. I definitely would be down for that. Already the winningest manager in Brewers history. Think about that.
You know, that's impressive too. And also, like, again, a guy with a connection to the organization, right, debuting with the Rockies. I would like that.
Yeah.
I think that would be a good move.
I think that would be. That would be interesting. Again, as long as Bud Black's not coming back and he doesn't want to keep the job, those are a couple really, really good candidates. So we are great candidates to be followed on Twitter, to be stalked. Don't just follow us on Twitter.
Don't say
stalk us on Twitter. No,
not funny.
No, all right. No. It's a little too close to home.
I've had too much happen to me.
At DNVR_Rockies, at Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at.
And Twitter. You can find
Twitter.
Me. You can find me at the Susie Hunter, not just on Twitter, but on all platforms.
This has been wonderful. This has been momentous. Thanks to everybody in the chat.
Yeah.
We see you. We hear you. We appreciate you. But unfortunately, you know what they say about momentum, Susie.
What do they say?
It's only as good as your next show. So we will talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the DNVR Rockies podcast with special guest from Baseball America, Kyle Glazer.
Ooh.